All right, so Doug Schlickman from Davenport. It's a good day.
It is a good day.
So tell me what you're doing here today.
Well, I've been playing the lottery for quite some time, and that means like years, and I finally hit a jackpot. So very excited about that.
So this was in the Lucky for Life game.
It was.
And you just won a couple days ago.
I did.
So tell me how you found out. Tell me that whole story.
So I went in the morning and I was just kind of looking at my tickets, and as I normally do when the games are played, whenever I buy them, and it was the last ticket that I bought. I think I bought three of them, and I usually kind of peel them off to the right, and as I looked at the numbers and I peeled it away, they just started matching up, and I hit the five numbers. It was not the lucky ball, but that's okay. I'm not complaining by any means.
You were close.
It was close. It was absolutely close. You know, my wife, I don't tell her much about it when I'm playing it because, you know, just the small things.
It's the thing you do, yeah.
Yeah, and then so I just happened to text her, and I just had asked her on text of how does it feel. And she works in an OR, so she said I'm really busy. What are you talking about? And I said, well, how does it feel to be debt free? And she just sent me some question marks. And then I took a picture on the Iowa Lottery app of when I scanned it, and I sent it to her. And she just said, or she texted back, Doug, I'm serious. I don't have time for this. I'm too busy. I will talk to you later. So
she totally didn't believe you.
She totally did not believe me. So then I just texted her back and said, well, I'm heading to Des Moines in a couple days, so we can talk then.
Do you think she believes you now?
I still think that there's a doubt until I come home and I have a check, because we have talked about it, and she just said, you get up there and you don't come home with a winning, then I'm going to be very disappointed and you won't be sleeping here.
We're going to have to talk about this, right. Mister. Oh, funny. Well, you will be going home with a real check. Swear. Pinky swear. So you, and Doug, I haven't asked you, how old of a person are you?
I am 51.
You're 51.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for John Deere.
Oh, okay.
I am a production control supervisor.
Okay. So you're a details guy.
Yeah.
And you told me when you first looked at your ticket, were you just looking at the winning numbers and looking at your ticket? So you were just, you hadn't scanned it. You were just doing it visually, right?
Yep. I do it visually, so I'll just open up the webpage and go to the winning numbers, and then I'll read off the winning numbers, and then I go check my tickets. And as I'm pulling, I'll peel them away and look to see. Most of the times I look at the ball to see if one of the balls is the winner or
the lucky ball. Yeah. Because you at least get something if
right,
you do that.
Yes.
So you're going through your stack, and it's the last ticket that you had?
It was the last ticket that I had. I think I did I had the Powerball on another ticket. Just the Powerball.
The lucky ball, you mean? Lucky ball?
Well, so I had the Powerball.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Sorry, you had that too. Gotcha.
Yes. So I think I had four tickets that day that I was looking at. And I always look at, as you have it listed in the winning numbers, I go for Powerball down.
Gotcha.
And so, I don't know why.
So you won a couple bucks on Powerball.
Couple bucks
and
on Powerball,
this.
And I was like, oh, great. Okay, at least I can go to the next time I buy. And then, yeah. And then it just, as I was pulling it away, and I'd already looked at the two numbers, or the two tickets, I kind of knew what the numbers were, and it was just, as I pulled it away, they were all matching, so I had go back and forth, like, wait a minute, what?
And then you said you got out the lottery mobile app, right?
Then I pulled up the app and to scan the ticket and was like, oh, wow.
And you saw all the zeros on the screen?
Yes, I did.
Did you screenshot it?
I did screenshot it, yes, I did. And I sent that off to my wife, and I don't know how I could make that up, but she still didn't believe me, I know, at the time.
I guess Photoshop could have evil purposes, right?
Right.
Oh, funny. So you've already mentioned being debt-free. So you have plans for these winnings in terms of just securing your future, right?
Yes. We'll pay off debt and then invest it, for kids going to college and retirement. And this puts me a couple steps closer to it.
It'll make a big difference.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So you're going to get home with the evidence in the form of a check.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe we can take your picture with the goofy big check and you can be like, it's really me.
Yeah,
I swear.
That too. Yes.
So have you told anybody at work?
I have told my boss. I just mentioned that I had to leave half a day to come up here. And he kind of was poking a little bit, and I just told him I had to go to the lottery headquarters.
But you didn't say why.
I didn't say why.
Maybe it was pretty obvious by
then.
Yeah,
he was asking, and he did say, you know, how much? And I said, well, it was lucky for life without
money. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So let him put those numbers together.
Hey, it's still nothing to sneeze at.
No, absolutely.
I know it's not $1,000 a day for life, but $25,000 a year for life, that makes a difference too.
It does, absolutely. It will help out tremendously.